From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting shaky ceasefire holding in Syria. Opposition forces in Syrian civil war are observing a ceasefire for a second day despite claims of breaches from both sides. U.S. Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says he has the impression that everyone is taking the cessation of hostilities seriously. According to unofficial election results, reformists and moderates appear to have taken all 30 parliamentary seats from the capital city, Tehran, in Friday's Iranian election. Final results from the vote are expected Monday. Partial results point to hardliners losing considerable ground in the 290-seat legislature. However, the state media reported hardliners were winning in areas outside the major cities. Irish voters, tired of austerity measures, have apparently dealt a blow to the existing coalition government of Prime Minister Enda Kenny. Mr. Kenny, the leader of the centre-right Fine Gael party, says his government will not be returned to office. Voters Saturday turned to an array of independent and anti-austerity parties, leaving Ireland, facing the need for protracted negotiations to form a new governing coalition. Ireland is still counting votes, with the final results expected Monday. The president of Somalia and the leaders of other countries contributing to the African Union force in Somalia are calling for the immediate resumption of military operations against al-Shabaab. The call came during a one-day summit in Djibouti by the heads of states. In recent months, al-Shabaab has launched high-profile attacks against Amisom and Somali government military bases, killing scores of soldiers. This is VOA News.